And how are you doing, Jill?
So far, my physical recovery has been perfect.
But you said you have concerns emotionally.
Well, of course I feel guilty. Knowing that someone else had to die so I could live.
That's very much part of the process. It's common to think if only they could still be here, if only they lived on. Everyone here is working through that.
Suppose you're getting signals. Like he did live on. I don't know, impulses from your new heart.
It's called cellular memory. It's when you inherit aspects of your donor's personality, even its spirit.
Here we go again.
It's a theory given zero credence in the medical community. The psychological confusion.
No, this is not some psychological thing. I mean, the other day I almost had a car accident because I was speeding. I never used to speed.
And you're blaming your donor?
No, but it's as if I was doing it for him. And I know this is sounding a little crazy. Being here is making me feel even more crazy, but it's just there's something so profound about having somebody else's heart beating inside of me. And I don't believe people come to meetings like this just to ignore these things. I feel like you're judging me. This isn't working.
You're always welcome here. We're here to help you, Jill.
Jill. You have dreams, too, don't you? They don't go away. Look, there's a visiting doctor over at Harvard. I think you should go see him. His name is Dr. Emil. I think you'll like him.
Thank you, Glenn.